If you take the shemen and you rub it on your body, that's also an issa of truma. If you rub yourself with the oil of truma, it's like you drank it. Therefore, even sikh is also chayiv. So Rashi says, "Dilu gozlo v'shlichlo nor afilu b'shoydig to lo yada shitruma ena mishalam chaymish ela keren kishar mazik chun liyama." The Amar ki yecha prat lamazik. Like we'll soon see, the chiddush here is that's how we say if you do b'shoydig b'truma, you have to pay back a chaymish. That's only if you eat it. The Torah says ki yechal. If you eat truma, that's the loch, you have to pay back a chaymish. So what's considered eating? We're saying now you could eat it, or you drink it, or else you rub it on your body. That's all bechlal shtiya. Mashenke, if you would take the truma and throw it to the yam, or stam bimazikit, then there's no loch to pay back a chaymish. That's a regular din gazlin. You're like stealing from a kayin, and you have to pay back like a gazlin the money. When do you have to pay back a chaymish? Only if you ate the truma. What's called eating? Mamish eating, drinking it, or else sicha rubbing it is also called kishtiyah. Echa truma temeya, even if the truma is temeya, it's still called you took something from the kayin, because the kayin could use truma temeya, you could burn it. The echa truma teira is mishalein chaymish v'chumsha d'chumsha. Halacha is, whatever you took, you have to pay back that midah, and you have to add a fifth to it. Now the fifth that you give to the Kohen also becomes Truma. Therefore, if another Yisrael, or even this Yisrael, goes again and eats this Chaimish, he has to pay back another Keren and another fifth of this Chaimish. That's called the Chumsha de Chumsha. From the fifth that you pay back, it also becomes Truma, and it has the regular Halacha. If somebody eats the Truma, he has to pay back the value, the meter of it, and a fifth more. Like Rashi says, the Chaimish Chumsha. Shatashlumim nas in Truma. When you pay back the koyin, it becomes truma. If you go and eat now, that first fifth that you gave, when you eat it, it's like eating truma, that you have to pay back how much it was, and you have to eat another fifth on that also. That's the loch of truma. Now we boil who? This is a shaila now. If a Yisrael goes and eats truma from a koyin, and we say now he has to pay back a chaymish, the keren, the value of it, and another fifth. How do we count the keren and the chaymish? Lufi midah mishalim. Do we say, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, we go lufi midah? If you ate two apples of truma, you have to pay back to the kohen two apples and one fifth more. Or lufi dama mishalim. Or else, no, we have to say you ate two apples. At that time, it was worth a dollar. You have to pay back a dollar's worth to the kohen. Let's say later, one apple's worth a dollar. All you have to do is just give back one apple, not two apples. That's the shayla. When you eat truma b'shegeg, that you have to pay back keren and chaymish, do we say l'fimidom, just how much you took, that's how much you have to give back, or else the value? No, we see how much the value was, and you have to pay back the value of what you took. So it must sound like this. Kol heicha d'mikore shoviya bozuzi, if metchilo, you ate a pound of apples, and it was worth $4. Ulebsoif shav yezuzi. At the end, when you want to pay back now, a week, a month later, a pound is only worth a dollar. L'tsayv shavizuzi. As you ate it, the pound was worth $4. Now, it's only worth $1. Loiti boyloch devade kidimikor mishalim. According to everybody holds now, you can't just give back 1 pound, because 1 pound is only worth $1 now. And when you ate it, it was worth $4. So everybody holds you have to give back $4 worth of Paris now. Why? Because you're not worse than a regular gazlin. You lamaisa a truma, you stole from the kohen. Even though you did a b'shoigig, so what? Another mischayef exela, even b'shoigig. So you're not worse than a regular gazlin. The Tanan, the Gemara Mishnah says in Baba Kamra, what's the loch of a regular gazlin if you steal something from your friend? And the klal is, kol ha'gazlonim, mishalmim kishas ha'gzela. Whenever you steal something, if you steal a pound of apples on the first of the month, and on the first of the month, the pound of apples is worth $5, and you want to pay back on the 20th of the month, a pound of apples is only worth $2, you can't just give back a pound of apples, you have to give back 2 pounds. You have to pay, call out, gazlonim, mishalim, kashasak zelam. How much it was worth, b'shas you stole, it was worth $4 then, you have to pay him back later $4 worth of apples. That's the loch of a gazlin. here also, when you wait this truma from the kayin, you're good with saying now b'shoigig. It's called the kaporadik halacha, that you have to pay back another chaymish, but it's not worth your also a gazlin. Hey, zachutz from the gazlin, you have a new din to pay back a chaymish, but you're not worse than poshut you stole from the kayin. So pshitif, when you ate it, it was worth $4 a pound. Even though now when you're paying back, the pound is only worth $1, you can't just give back 1 pound. You have to give him back 4 pounds. You have to give him back $4 worth. The Rashi says, if the pound was worth $4, and now the pound is only worth $1, this sulo, not more, loy mi boiloch. Nina midi ichborlei achila truma betashlumei midah. True, the kapora you're going to have is by paying back the midah. You ate a pound, pay back a pound. True, mihu, but memayna the kain oichol. You also ate the kain's money. You ate his truma. V'leigara mishar memayna techulin. It's not worse than stam. You ate somebody else's food. You stole it. Shad shah dinim shadayonim goivim imenu kishas kzeila. You have to pay back the way it was worth b'shas you stole it. So if you eat truma, you're not worse than a poshut or gazlin. So pshita, you have to pay back how much it was worth b'shas gzela. Now where's our shal negeya? The shal is like this. Kiti boiloch, when do I have our shalah? When do we clear that? When do we have our suffix? Dimikora shav yezuzi. At the beginning, when you ate the truma b'shoygeg, it was only worth $1. You ate a pound of apples, and it was worth $1. Ulibsoif, now when you want to pay back, shaviar bur. The pound of apples is now worth $4. That's a shayla. If you be a regular gazlin, you don't have to pay back any more pound of apples. You only pay back $1 worth of apple. Since at the time you stole it, it was worth $1, you owe him $1, you only have to pay back $1 worth. So here the shayla, now my. Now that you ate a b'shegig, and we see there's a new aloha of a chaymish, you have to eat another fifth. What's the halacha? Do we say lefimidu mishalim? We still have to pay back as much as you took. If you took a pound, you have to pay back a pound. Even though this pound is worth more now, so what? The kapora has to be lefimidu how much you took. The yomalei, we tell you, giruya ochal, you ate a pound of truma, giruya mishalim, you have to pay back a pound. Lefimidu, that's the kapora of eating a b'shoigi. Even though a gazlin only pays back the value of it, but if you wait truma b'shoigeg, that's a new kapora de kalocha, here you go lefimida. Oidoma, maybe no. Even here, when you eat a b'shoigeg, still I'll tell you, lefidoma mishalim. You only have to pay back how much it was worth what you ate. So b'zuz ocho, true at the beginning you ate a pound, but that pound was worth $1, is now when you're paying back, you don't have to pay back a pound anymore, but b'zuz mishalim, you have to pay back $1's worth. True, when you ate it b'shoigeg, you can't pay back money. You have to give back apples, whatever you ate. You any truma that you ate, you have to pay back those peris. But how much peris you have to pay back? Maybe lefi the value of what you ate. If you ate $1 worth of peris, you have to pay back now $1 worth of peris. Even though now it's half the weight. So what? You go lefi domin. That's the suffix. Rashi says, Giyur Mishalim, V'yaf agav d'shav yahash d'tvei, even though right now it's worth much more. Because you have to go buster how much it's worth. Or Dilma maybe no. Lefi dami mishalim. The afagav, don't forget, the first title is lefi mida. You ate a pound, you have to give back a pound, even though a pound is worth much more now. Or Dilma lefi dami mishalim. No, you go buster the value of it. You ate a pound, you ate $1's worth, you have to pay back $1's worth. The afagav dikpidu atoira. Lishalim peris. Even though here it's a chiddish. If you eat truma b'shoigeg, you can't just pay back the value of the money to the kohen. You badavka have to pay back peris. And these peris, these fruits, become now truma. Still, I'll tell you, lo yekpidu, the Torah was only makpid, was wanted, elalufi adomim. Only to see how much it was worth. Kishar tashlumim, like any other tashlumim. Omashi yishalim, yishalim a peris, that's all. Even a regular gazlin has the right to pay back the money. Here, I'll tell you, you have to badavka pay back the peris. But how much peris? Not the pound that you ate, but just the value of the pound. $1's worth, pay back $1 now. That's the suffix in the Gemara. Smar brings a raya. Toshima. Omer Rabbi Yosef Toshima. Yosef Kamla Alvini Raya. Halachom, Gemara and Erevim we had. Ochal Geroigris. If somebody ate from Truma, Geroigris, Rashi says that's dried out figs.
you ate dried out figs of truma. Halacha is v'shilum loy tamorim. And let's say you paid back the kohen dates, is tovol of bracha. You should not get a big bracha. Why? Because you ate something not so value, dried out figs is not so good, and you're paying it back now tomorrow, something much better. Tomorrow says like this, it's very good if you could tell me, lefimida mishalim. You know how much you have to pay back, lefimida. If you ate a pound of figs, you have to pay back now a pound. So you're paying back now the pound of what of dates. Is amtilohochi tovolo brochom. Now it's very good, why you get a big brochom. The yochu geruya the gregris. You only ate a pound of dried out figs, which are not worth so much. The shav yezuzi, it's only worth $1. And what are you paying back the kohen with? The koyoya geruya the tamarim. You're paying him back a pound of dates, which is the shav yabo, it's worth $4. So therefore you get a big brocha, you're giving back the kohen really more than you took. Eli yama, but if you're going to tell me, no, lefi damim mishalim, you always only have to pay back the value of what you took. So b'zoya my tell all of brocha. What's the bibrocha? Why do you get any brocha? What's the yashakech we're giving you? The zuzocho, you ate $1 worth of the figs. So now when you pay back the dates, how much dates are you paying back? Not a pound of dates, but $1 worth of dates. Is ocho bezuzah kamishalim? You're paying back only $1 worth of dates. So what's the brocha? What did you do so great to the kain? You ate $1 worth and you're giving back $1 worth. What's the brocha? Rabbi, no, the slow wouldn't be a riot, wouldn't be a kasha. Maybe you have to pay back only how much it was worth. If you ate $1 worth, you just have to pay back $1 worth now. So the amai tovu olo bracha. What's the yashakayach? What did you do so good to the kohen now? To yocho midi to lekofa to lezvini. You ate figs, dried out figs. People don't buy it so good, so much. So true, it's worth $1, but if the kohen would have had those figs, he couldn't have sold it so easy. Because Mishalim midi to kofa to lezvini. And you're giving him back now, true it's only $1 worth, but you're giving him back dates that people jump to buy it. The kopetz means people jump, or leizvini, they jump to buy it. So it's easy to sell it. So therefore you get a yashkoyach, you're helping out the kohen. Even though you're only giving back $1 worth, but this $1 worth is a better $1 worth. It's better to have dates than figs. Dates sell faster than dried out figs. So that's the yashkoyach. But you have no riot, how a shalom, do you pay back the value, or do you pay back the amount that you ate? We learned in our Mishnah. If somebody eats truma of chametz on Pesach, is b'shoigig, if you didn't realize it was truma, mishalem keren v'chomish. That's our Mishnah, that you have to pay back the keren v'chomish. Even though it's Pesach, that it's also banor, it has no value, it's not worth a penny, still we say you have to pay back to the kohen a keren v'chomish. Is the yarmit mishalem, it's very good if you'll tell me, lefimi de mishalem. You know what? You have to pay back by truma. How much you ate. Not the value of it, but how much you ate. Then shopper, then I understand. Even though you ate chometz on Pesach, that's not worth a penny, still after Pesach, you have to pay back the pound worth of bread. Because you have to pay lefi the amount that you ate. Eli yarmit. Lefi dama mishalem. But it's going to tell me even truma. You have to pay back the value of what you ate in Peiros or in chometzim. Chometz for Pesach ba damamu. Why should you have to pay back? If you ate truma that was chametz on Pesach, it's not worth a penny. It's also banor. You shouldn't have to pay back anything. Have the Gemara in. I'll tell you now, it's still good on Mishnah. Ha'mani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Maybe really you hold halacha, and that's what we hold halacha, you pay lufi domin. You pay how much the value of it. How does the Mishnah say if you ate chametz on Pesach, you have to pay back, it has no value? Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. The Omar, chametz for Pesach, mutu banor. That's what we had before. His sheet there is chometz even throughout the 7 days of Pesach, still is mutar banor. Therefore, it has value to it. The kohen could use it to burn his oven with. He could use it to bake matzah with it. So since it has some value to it, if you eat it now on Pesach, you have to pay back the value of it, and you have to add another chomish to it. That's pshat now Mishnah. We're going according to Yosi Aglili. That chometz is mutar banor. Aim a sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? B'mezid, if you eat this truma b'mezid on Pesach, you realize it's truma eating a b'mezid, potim min atashlumim. Now you don't have to pay back anything. Or medima yetzim, you're potim from paying back even the value of the wood. Even for that, you don't have to pay back anything. As a kasha, why not? If b'mezid true, it's not called a kapora dikalochon. If you eat truma b'mezid, it's called like a goslin. Like your mama stole something from the kohen now.
So, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, but if our Mishnah goes to contra Yosi Aglili, am I potter min atashlumim umid meyaitim? Why are you potter from paying back the koyim what you sold from him? The churi you stole something that's worth and has some value to it, this chametz, it's mutter b'hanor. So whatever is the value of it, you stole it from the kohen. True, you ate it b'mezid, but b'mezid is a gazlan de galocha. Why don't you have to pay back? And the Gemara tell you our Tana holds, sovolok rem nechunya ben akona. The Tana of our mission holds, like rem nechunya ben akona, that holds as a ptur of komle b'derab minei. Since you've eat truma b'mezid, yechayiv misa b'dei shemayim patas you from paying back money. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. The Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona shitter is Ho Yoises Yom HaKippurim Kishabes L'Tashlumim. He used to hold that even though Yom Kippur, if you do a malacha on Yom Kippur, if you burn somebody's payrus on Yom Kippur, he holds your potter from paying back the money, Al-Samazik. Why? Because if you burn it on Yom Kippur, you chayiv misa what misa koris. So he holds koris is the same malacha like by Shabbos that you chayiv misa b'dayodim. Hey, if you do a malacha on Shabbos, here everybody holds, you say, come live with Rav Minei. If you burn somebody's fruits on Shabbos, you chayiv misa b'dayodim. So misa b'dayodim, shita yapata for paying back the money, that's called come Rav Minei. Then the Chunim ben Akonah says a Chiddush, even Yom Kippur, that doesn't have a chayiv misa b'dayodim. They don't kill you here. Just b'day shemayim, they kill you with a chayiv koris, that also makes the ptur come live with Rav Minei. So our Tana is saying a bigger Chiddush than that. Not only a chayiv koris, but even a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. Because if each shumah b'mezid, there's not a chiyuv koris, it's called a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. It's a little bit different than koris. So even misa b'dei shemayim also has the p'tur of come with Rav Minei. That's pshat now Mishnah. So again, for now Mishnah, you have no raya, you pay back l'fi the amount that you ate. Maybe you have to pay back l'fi the value of what you ate. And if you eat a b'shogeg, the reason why you have to pay back was on chametz according to Yosi Aglili has some value to it. So you have to pay back the value. If you ate it though b'mezid, since you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, therefore you potter, because come like the Rabbi Minei. We say we give you the higher punishment, the misa, and not the less punishment of paying the money. So the more good kitanoi, I'll tell you our shayla, when you eat truma b'shogeg, do you have to pay back the amount, or do you have to pay back the value? It's a machlokes tanoi. Like we have a machlokes like this. Ho'oyechel truma chametz pesach. If somebody eats truma that's chametz on Pesach, potter min atashlumim with mayaitzim. Diver Rabbi Kiva. Mashim, whether you eat it b'shoigig or b'mezid, even b'shoigig still you potter. He says, Tam, Rabbi Kiva holds you always potter. So, chur, if you eat it b'shoigig, why are you potter? If you hold lefi midah mishalim, how much you took, why don't you have to pay back how much you took? The chur, it's a raya, Rabbi Kiva holds clearly, you have to pay back how much it's worth. And since chametz on Pesach is not worth anything, therefore he holds you potter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mechayiv, he holds no Yechayiv to pay back. As even though Chometz has no value to it, so what? He holds the fee midah mishalim. You have to pay back how much you took. If you took a pound of Chometz, you have to pay back. You have to pay for a pound of Chometz. So this is a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now the Mishnah explains the machlokes. Omele Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Kiva spoke to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. V'chimaha no yeshloi. I have a kasha. How could you say Yechayiv like Rabbi Kiva holds? You have to only chayiv for the value. So what kind of value did you take away from the coin? It's not worth anything to the coin. Chometz is also bano. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri answered back to Rabbi Kiva. Omah hano yesh lo yoichol truma tumeya. What hano is a coin missing if he has truma that's tummy? The coin can't eat it. And still there's a loch of Yisrael eats a b'shegig. He has to pay back kerem v'chomish. B'shar ko yimoy sashonam. The rest of the year, not on Pesach. If somebody eats truma that's tameya, what did you steal, take away from the kohen? Shemeshalim that you have to pay back. Omar loy, so Rabbi Yochanan answered back very easily. Loyim amate b'truma tameya b'sha yemoy sashona. Shaf al pi shein lebo heter achilo, true. The kohen can't eat truma tameya. If the truma became tamei, there's a lot the kohen can't eat it. Of a yesh loy bo heter asoko. But the kohen could have some hano from it. He's allowed to burn it. He's allowed to burn these peiros and use it for the heat. He could heat up his oven with it. Tayama Bizu, Mashekin and our Mishnah in this case of Chometz on Pesach, that's also Banoam, Shein Loi Bo Loi Heter Achilom, you're not allowed to eat Chometz on Pesach, Loi Heter Asokom. It's also Banor also. So since it's also Banor, that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Taino, how could you, that was Rabbi Kiva's Taino to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, how could you say Yechayiv, if you eat Chometz B'Shoigei Trumom, so what? You didn't take any value away from the coin. Holoma Zedoyma, Zokya Bekibu, what is this doima to? Le Trumas Tusim Vianovim.
if somebody has berry juice, the anovim, the trumas tusim the anovim, shenitmo, shen labem, leheter achilab, leheter asoka. If you have the juice of grapes, no, you have the wine that became tummy. So tomatic wine that's truma, the current has no value at all from it. He can't drink it, and he can't burn it either. Wine doesn't burn. So therefore, he has no hanof from it at all. So in such a case, Enechnami, if you eat truma, a wine that's tummy, you'll be potter from paying back. This is the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and Rabbi Kiva. So what's the hezbo in the machlekes? This hezbo. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, the reason why you chayiv is because he holds, you always pay back lefi mida. There's not a locha how much you took away from the crane, the value, but just the femida. That's the chiddush b'shoigig. When you eat b'shoigig, you have to pay back how much the amount that you took, even though it's not worth a penny. So what? The new halacha is you pay back the femida. And Rabbi Kiva holds no. He holds your potter, because you only pay back the fee, the value, and it has no value. Now the Gemara says another chiddush here. B'me devar mamurim, when do we say this klal? B'mafrish truma v'chmitza. If you mafrish truma on Pesach first, and later it became chometz. Avo mafresh trumas chometz. But if on Pesach you have chometz and you want to be mafresh truma now on it, like you have your wheat, you didn't take off truma, and the wheat became chometz, some water fell on the wheat, and now you have chometz stick of wheat. If you want to make it truma, it's not chal truma on chometz stick of wheat on Pesach. Avo mafresh trumas chometz, the rehakol ain't a kedusha. Everybody holds it's not chal, the truma is not chal. And the Gemara later will explain it. Like Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, it's only Chal Truma on something. Rashi say here. Truma Chometz, Pesach going Chitim Shechmitzu. The Rihakla, Fidu Rav Yossi Aglili, the Shari Chometz Pesach Bano, the Chazal Sok Enu Kedush, the Kama first time. Rashi doesn't explain why. At the end of the Sugya, we'll explain why. The Kitz, it says here, that if you want to be Mafrish Truma, which is chometz on Pesach, it's not chal the truma. If you have your wheat that became chometz, you can't make a truma. Truma is not chal on chometz on Pesach. That though we have a case of the Mishnah here, that you have truma, that's chometz, it's only if you mafresh it before Pesach, or else you mafresh the wheat when it wasn't chometz yet. So now the wheat now that's not chometz became truma. Now if it becomes chometz, that's the case of truma. But you can't be mafresh chometz to make it into truma on Pesach. That we'll see later on, why not? So the kids said, this is the machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri, and Rabbi Kiva. When you eat truma b'shegeg, do you pay lefi the amount, how much you ate? Then on Pesach you are chayiv, or Rabbi Kiva says, no, you pay the value, and chometz has no value. So more tani, that we have another machlekes tanoim. The Pasuk says, v'nosan la'koyin es ha'koydish. If you eat truma b'shegeg, you have to pay back to the koyin the payrus that you ate, es ha'koydish. Dover Horoyu Liyas Kodesh. You have to pay back to the Kohen something that could become Truma. Prat, this excludes Li'oichel Trumas Chometz Pesach. If you eat Truma, that's Chometz on Pesach, you're potter from paying back the Kohen and the Chomish. Shepotter min ha-tashlumin, umid me-yitzim. You don't have to pay back the value, and not even the value of the Yitzim. Divri Abelezer ben Yaakov. That's what Abelezer ben Yaakov holds. So he dashes a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'nosan la'koyin es ha-kodesh. You have to, like we're saying, when you eat truma b'shegeg, you didn't realize it, you have to pay back to the koyin what you ate. So here, if you ate truma, chometz dika truma, you can't pay it back on Pesach. Because on Pesach, you can't make chometz truma like we had before. So since you can't make truma chometz, you can't make chometz into truma, you're potter from paying back. That's what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds. Reb Elazar chasmoi mechayiv. He holds no, you are chayiv. He holds if you eat truma that's chometz on Pesach, you chayiv to pay back. Same achlokes now. Omer Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Reb Elazar ben chasmoi. He asks him, v'chimaha no yesh lebo. Like he asked Rashi explains, even if you don't know my gzeres kosev, my pasuk here, you don't know the such a ptur, but I call upon him, how could you be mechayiv? Omalei Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Rav Lezer chasmoi, he answered him back, v'chima hano yesh loy bo, what hano do you have? So how could you say yechai you're feeding this chometz on Pesach? Omalei Rav Lezer chasmoi Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, v'chima hano yesh loy loichol truma temeyo, v'shayim ois hashono. Like, why is eating chometz on Pesach worse that if Yisrael eats truma, that's tmeya. So Kain also can't eat it. Still you see Yechayiv. Shemishalim. Omar lo yinsa back, there's a big difference. Lo yom amarte v'truma tmeya, if yas tam truma, that's tmei. V'shah yimar sashana, the rest of the year, shaf api shen lebo heter achila. True. A Kain is not allowed to eat the truma if it's tmeya. What we say in the old time, it's mutav hano. The coin is allowed to take it and use it to burn, to heat up his oven. So yom abizu, ma'ashenken here, this chometz on Pesach, this truma, shein loy bo loy heter achila, you're not allowed to eat the chometz on Pesach, loy heter asaka. You have no right, it's mutav hano, you can't burn it either. So why do you say that Yisrael that eats it has to pay back the coin, Karen v'chaymish, he didn't steal anything from him. Omar loy, Rav Lozach Hasmoy answered back, no. Af bezu yeshloi boheter asoka. No, even chometz on Pesach is mutavano. If Rav Lozach Hasmoy holds, like Rav Yosef Lilishita, that you're allowed to burn chometz on Pesach. Shimrotza koin, meritz lefnei cowboy, he's allowed to give it to his dog to eat. As he holds like Rav Yosef Glili, chometz is mutavano on Pesach, you're allowed to let your dog eat it. Oy masik otachas tafshiloi, or else you could burn it, and with the heat that comes out of it, you'll heat up your oven. That's Rav Lozach Hasmoy's halacha. He says chometz is mutter b'hanor.